Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It is December the 1st, 2022. Oh, yeah, baby. It's starting to rock and roll. The Wild Weasel is starting to really run, and a lot of people are just not even paying attention to it. And some don't know, and then some do know, and they're just going to there's not much you can do, and then they just are going back to sleep. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things here. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is just straight out. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I am going to tell you what. May he strike down. May our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus strike down Klaus Schwab of the WEF, who says that Jesus is the original fake news. Now, why is that important? Because this Klaus Schwab, the alleged grandson or son of Nazi industrialists, whose henchman allegedly is perhaps named Harari, who perhaps was a family of Mossad at some point in time, was Michael Harari, this Professor Harari's, you know, father or grandfather or uncle. The Professor Harari worked with Schwab, who you would think would not be working with the Nazi industrialist. But the thing is, they allegedly worship, allegedly, worship Lucifer, the light bringer. And that's how they're connected. And that's how this stuff is connected at the top. And then no question about this stuff, that when Macron comes to D.C. a day or so ago, well, that WEF, Klaus Schwab, came to D.C. because he's the overlord. He's the overlord for the fallen angels, you see, to then manipulate the Rothschild French president and Red China Joe, the American president, to give them their marching orders. It's all climate change, and you have to give up your money. You see, now that's a great thing. Wow. Amazon and FedEx are laying off thousands of people, or furloughing the drivers, because the economy's so great and everybody's buying so much Christmas gifts. Back to the matter is that you've got Schwab there giving the orders to Macron and manipulating the puppets, Macron and Red China Joe, from the background, so that the Amazon workers and the FedEx workers, who are now being furloughed because the economy's so great and Christmas is going to be so wonderful, that they are going to have to then pay their tax dollars to give to people for climate change, because we have squandered the rights and have reduced the planets to nothingness because we invested in fossil fuels and used them and created an industrial base and defeated the Nazis and defeated the Japanese during World War II and the Italians, okay? And at the end of World War II, every country in the world owed the United States except Finland. Finland paid its debt. But everybody else owed us money, and big money. And we ended World War II with about 56% of the industrial capacity of the planet. Plus, we were also the largest producer of oil back then. And we had the atom bomb. Well, that was sort of like a royal flush hand. Like the royal flush hand, wasn't it? Who folded it? It's folded successively. So now this Klaus Schwab says Jesus is the original fake news, the WEF. Well, let me tell you something there, Schwabby Bobby. May the Lord Jesus strike you down. May our Father in heaven come and strike you down in the time when you think that you're at the premium top of your game. All right? Because I will tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, regardless of whether you say he's fake. You are the fake one. And your Nazi forefathers are not going to call the tune, no matter how many Luciferian professors you bring onto the set who say that the mankind is no longer needed. Mankind is no longer needed. How can a Jewish professor coagulate with this ancestor of Nazi industrialists, who then the professor says we no longer need mankind to achieve the fourth industrial revolution? Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense that where the people that were in charge of Schwab, you know, or were backed by the Schwab crew, allegedly, happened to kill a lot of Jewish people and a lot of, Slavic people and a lot of gypsies and a lot of all kind of people, let alone a lot of just plain Russians, and let alone just a lot of plain Czechoslovakians, French, and British and American citizens who had to go and fight them. How dare you people out there? How dare you, Schwabby Bobby and all your crew? How dare you? Because I'm going to tell you what, the Lord Jesus sees you. Our Father in heaven sees you. And when the time comes, as you have got your free will at this time period, as you might be the Antichrist, you might be him. Or it could be the lizard, Obama, you know, the Joker type. Or it could be someone else. Boutros Ghali or somebody like that, allegedly. But there sure seems to be a lot of them bucking for it. Now, let me tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, when they tell you Jesus is the original fake news, then that's when you spit in their eye. That's when you spit in their eye and you come out of fight. And I'm going to tell you what, the time has come to stand up against these fools, these idiots. And I'm not saying to be stupid and to throw yourself on a dog pile. I'm telling you to be at the ready. So if they come for you, after you've spoken up, then you can counter punch, all right? But the very thing is that these people are part of the crowd that want to destroy you, who want to remove 6 billion people off of planet Earth. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million, all working for the Schwabby Bobbies. And the Hararis and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the this one and the that one. And they all worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer. And the fallen angel. Then let me tell you something. The fallen angel on this planet, Lucifer, is probably on this planet right now and is probably enjoying himself. Notice I said himself, because I'll tell you what. He could be out there appearing as a school teacher asking your children their pronouns, right? This stuff is getting so wild and crazy that it doesn't make any difference anymore other than that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you were to lose your life on this planet and he's with you and you're with him and you guys know that. You both know it. He knows you're sincere and you've repented of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven, while people like Schwab will rot in hell and be burned by that plasma fire forever. So I'm going to tell you, the time of all of this is coming to the head. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, Revelations, all the different passages that we've talked and read to you over the years. And in the midst of this, when we should be as a nation on guard against, oh, they found the Russian sub again off the coast of the Chesapeake Bay with two in the pipe or whatever, hypersonic missiles ready to go. We've talked to you about that the last few weeks. For months, we've told you that the Russians have been probably up in the Great Lakes and that they came in through the St. Lawrence Seaway and that they either had some kind of mini subs or small units or they had these tsunami, nuclear tsunami creating autonomous drones, okay? And we still have aircraft searching for those in the Great Lakes, Superior, Michigan, all back east to all the different lakes, Huron, Erie, all of them going back all the way to the through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. This new thing that whoever released it, where I had no real symptoms at all of a cold or any kind of a thing, and then all of a sudden I get severe tightness in the chest, and I'm coughing up green, you know, mucus and all kind of stuff. I don't know what that is, but I had it for a while. I'm feeling better. I will say this, is that everybody needs to take advantage. I'm going to stop. I got to tell you what I tell you when I need to tell you. Everybody, and I'll come back around. Yeah, I hear you out there. I'll come back around. So the fact is, everybody needs to, for their fish tanks, make sure they have fish mox forte, 500 milligram. You know, they need to have the fish blocks, the fish flex, okay? Cephalexin. There's all kind of stuff for your fish tanks that when people look them up, they look at the colors, the names, the numbers, and who makes them, all of that, and it just seems, in like PDFs and stuff, it just seems made by the same people. It's the exact same thing. Your fish are entitled to real good quality, okay, in antibiotics. You also need to think about mesosilver, which is antiviral, antibiotic, and anti-parasite. I would also think that your horses need a lot of good ivermectin, all right, for horse health, ivermectin paste. And I'll tell you what, you need all of that and anything you can get medical-wise, and extra prescriptions for yourself, you can extend them out to the 90 days or whatever. You better be getting them, because I'm going to tell you something. We've talked to you about how it's less than 5 minutes now to take out a big target in the United States or to take the power grid out. And we're talking about all of these planes, and $14,000 an hour approximately is what it costs to keep one of these planes up. So if you got 10 or 20 of them off Chesapeake Bay, and you got all kind of helos, they're about $10,000 an hour probably, out of Fort Drum, overlooking the lakes up there, and then looking for the debris from the alleged hypersonic missile rather than asteroid we never knew about until the day before. But aren't we so great? We found it and detected it, and then it hit. Well, the fact of the matter is that we've told you on this program, using deep background information from the backside, from people who still care, which there's not that many of them. Most of the people are deep into the military and into all of the intel and all of that. They're worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer, or they're just keeping their head down and going along to get along. Okay? But the ones who are telling you the straight story, we told you 2 weeks ago or whenever it was that, you know, we heard it was the asteroid was going to be the cover story. Now, why is that important? Well, if you go to stevequayle.com and you look up the story, let me see if I can tell you what the name of it was. It was Hal Turner put it out, and Steve posted it today. And we've talked to you about this item in the past, this idea that the Chinese have orbital, could use a orbital hypersonic in low Earth orbit. And then back in July, they then glided their vehicle back to Earth and hit a target in China. And it only takes about, from the time they bring it out of orbit down, it only takes about somewhere 2 to 4 minutes at the most. Here it is. Details emerge. stevequayle.com. Details emerge about China's July fractional orbit nuke strike weapon test. The demonstrated distance flown, etc., the PRC, blah, 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 blah. It don't take a half an hour for an ICBM to hit us. They've got these hypersonics that can hit us in less than 5 minutes. Well, you can't even get the ready flight out on the tarmac, get the ready flight, you know, boop, 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 and put the B-52s in the air and hut, da 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 da. That's why a week or so ago or more, they put out what I talked to you about, the 4-8 message, 888, and then they gave like 140 or 200 character EMS, EAM, emergency action message. That basically what it did was to put out the idea that you should be watching for every kind of thing and also to give you orders of battle or orders of engagement for submarines, for planes, for ships, for military units, small units, special ops units, the whole nine yards, plus commercial airlines and private pilots and stuff who fly to keep their eyes peeled, but also to give to the U.S. military and intelligence agencies their marching orders as to how to go to war, what their rules of engagement are. We put all of that out. We got all these people looking. We got all these planes. We got them off the West Coast, up of the Baja, in that area, and into San Diego. We got them up more like Point Mugu or whatever up in the center up there. You got them up higher yet, Oregon, Washington. You got them some in the Alaskan area looking out, but the early warning systems, the Chinese bypass our early warning system that's looking for a launch, an ICBM launch of the old type of missile from somewhere away where this thing is in low Earth orbit going around and around and then zips down and in 2 minutes glides it on into, oh, wherever they want to glide it into. Mystery Babylon, New York, or D.C., or the Texas, Louisiana oil, you know, like the Houston Ship Channel and all the refineries and all the different stuff, or in the outside of Louisiana on the river there, Geismar, somewhere like that, you know. Pop it all, you see. Or to hit that Exxon refinery there in New Jersey. I don't know, whatever it might be. They can hit that in less than 4 minutes. Let's just say 2 minutes, because some of it they've been able to do with the cruise missile, with the smaller NUCAD, but these hypersonics could have dial up a big one. So in the midst of all of that, let me just tell you, you know, let me just tell you this. Over 18 years ago, 2004, while listing somebody who is a tremendous deep background SIGINT operator from way back, one of the best of the best in the world, okay? And was listening, and right before the show, I was told quickly that there was back then a P3 Orion looking off the coast of Oceania, Norfolk, all of the bases there, Chesapeake Bay, New Jersey, not New Jersey, but Virginia, Maryland, those kind of areas. And they were calling in to Andrews, the main top military communication center. They're calling in. They said, this is a P-3 Orion, up. I need to speak to your commanding officer. You need to scramble jets. There's an inbound Russian blackjack bomber at 150 or 80, whatever it was, nautical miles, I believe 150, off the coast, inbound with intentions we don't know about, but we've detected certain things. And the woman operator, the genius radio operator of the top U.S. military radio, station in the world, Andrews, Joint Base Andrews, hut. She says, well, can't y'all handle that? That was exactly almost the way she said it. No disrespect to people from the South. But she said, can't y'all handle that? He said, no, ma'am. I need to speak to your commanding officer immediately. I'm a P-3 Orion. I'm not a hunter-killer, I can't do any. I'm trying to warn. Well, okay, baby. And he said, no, I need to speak to your. And at that point, I went on the air. And I put the call out and said exactly what I'm telling you about, what this woman said, and the P-3 Orion. Well, by golly, we scrambled jets, and we were told after the fact. Several people told me through the grapevine that, well, you scrambled all the jets on the East Coast to vector in on the Russian. I mean, they hit the afterburners and went after him and chased him back out to sea. So we said at that point in time, that woman needs to be put before the man. She needs to stand before the man and stand tall and then be knocked down to the ground and taken off and gone back to radio school, class number one, or better yet, go back to basic training or boot camp, go through the whole thing again and then go scrape paint in Outer Slobovia or wherever that's at. You see what I'm saying? For the next 20 years. So over 18 years later, we have somebody in a small unit. This was not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. Tuesday. Somebody makes a call, and they're talking about it. And the fact of the matter is that somebody in the interior portion of the United States, in the center of the country, was able to hear it. So it's not like, well, Andrews just didn't hear the call. It was a low, power signal or bup. No, it was a signal where somebody in a unit or a aircraft, we don't know what it was, calls in and makes a call in to Andrews to give a report about something they're seeing right now, something happening. And, of course, this is not in a vacuum. We got a Russian big boomer out there with hypersonics loaded in the pipes. We got other Russian subs, probably got Kiowas and other boomers out on the East Coast. You got them probably in the Gulf Coast. You got through the St. Lawrence Seaway. They brought them in. Now we got hypersonic, or we got the drones with the nuclear tsunami weapons. Put a 1,000-foot-high tsunami. Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and send it south to the Gulf of Mexico. Put another one somewhere else in one of the other Great Lakes. Have them sit on the bottom and be autonomous for, 5 months, 6 months, whatever. And at the moment they want to activate them, or they've got them coded for activation, they don't even have to give them another call or anything like that. They've just got it programmed in. They certainly have what I would call the dead hand switch programmed in. If they don't hear by a certain time, then they just go ahead and do their thing and launch. The Russians have had the dead hand switch for years. In other words, if they got their command and controls destroyed and they don't get back to these things, whoosh, everything just launches anyway. On to our pod. And what is it the Russians said a couple weeks ago? The United Kingdom will just totally disappear. The island will disappear. The United States, it will be knocked out, and then what will be the new feature of the United States will be a giant naval strait, S-T-R-A-I-T, naval strait, down the center of the United States. Well, that's that lake where if the Great Lakes all start to drain down the Mississippi and, you know, down from down the Ohio and the Illinois River and all the stuff, and then drain into the Mississippi River and drain south and create an entire new inland sea in the middle of the country, cutting the east from the west, cutting it off in the center, knocking out all kind of bridges along the Mississippi and town. Well, I don't know, St. Louis probably be gone, and Memphis, and, you know, all just little small towns like that, you know. New Orleans, well, heck, man, New Orleans, they probably have to jack up the French Quarter on some kind of a, you know, hydraulic jack to preserve that, or, you know. But the fact is, you'd have a naval strait, and they said, the rest said, we're going to call it the Strait of Stalin, okay? So here we go. 2 days ago, we have a guy calling in from a unit, either an aircraft, perhaps, you know, out to sea, looking for something, or seeing a Russian sub, or maybe it was a launch. Who knows? And they call into Andrews Air Force Base, and they keep calling and calling and calling. They go to then to any station and keep calling, and nobody answered them. Nobody answered that craft or that airplane that was trying to report in to Andrews. So whoever the op was, guess what? Some woman comes on 6 minutes later and says, oh, well, this here's Andrew. Was there somebody calling in into us? Was somebody calling in with a report? There was enough time that somebody got on a cell phone and dialed up an admiral or a general or a hubba gubba, you know, war counselor, warlord, or whatever, to tell them to tell this woman to answer the U.S. military communications that are coming into them in the midst of a wartime scenario where we're threatened by the Russians, by the Red Chinese, by the Iranians, by Mideastern terrorists. And by the space aliens, apparently. And this person says, well, did somebody call in? Did y'all call in, or did somebody call us a little while ago? So whoever did that, they need to be taken back to Radio School 101. They need to also, before that, go back to boot camp and go and learn how to scrape paint or to do push-ups for 22 hours a day after they do jumping jacks for an hour, okay? And then maybe at the end of their career, they will let them carry a true radio operator's handbook, okay? In the midst of all of this, Andrews, what is wrong with you? You're ready to go to war. Is Millie in Austin? Millie, you're so in the pocket of the queer red Chinese queer general or something that your pink jockstrap brigade can't get your communications out of its pocket? Or Austin, are you so in charge and enthralled with up with your space alien half-brothers and your Luciferian commies that you can't get a decent top-of-the-line radio person at the helm to listen for the reports that you just requested by your 4/8 message, 888, and then 200 in a string, and then every day since, just about, another two to three of them, 140 to 200 character emergency action messages, where you're spending on each aircraft $14,000 an hour to look for stuff out off the East Coast, to look for stuff in the Gulf Coast, to look for stuff in the Smoky Mountains. You got P-8 Poseidon aircraft with the highest level nuclear sensors cruising back and forth over the Smokies and Blue Ridge. You got them coming down and looking. You got E-6s everywhere, ready to make the command and control decisions. And you can't have an operator that can answer a radio call, a simple radio call. And I'm going to tell you, I talked to somebody from Vietnam who was a top radio person. They said, man, if I would have missed a call from somebody, and it didn't make any difference. They were Navy. And they said, if I was on a ship and I heard that call, and if I missed that call or was listening to it and didn't answer, and then all of a sudden it was some Marines in the bad bush or Army in the bad bush, and they were calling in for an airstrike to help them out of a jam, and if I didn't answer that and call in and vector in the air assets to help them, and I lost, you know, with that action, 200 or 300 people lost their lives. They said, well, my commanding officer would have taken me out on deck, put me on the plank, and shot me in the back of the head and pushed me over the side. So what are you doing there, Millie? What are you doing, Austin? Are you so in-depth into the red Chinese pocket and so in-depth to the Ruski pocket and the space aliens that you can't even put a decent radio operator at Andrews to answer a basic call when you put the request out with your 888 message to watch for anything? And the reason you did that, because we called your attention to it, because we heard from people about all of the stuff coming in the St. Lawrence Seaway. So that is about the size of the matter. Ladies and gentlemen, the movie We Are Soldiers, you got Sergeant Major Plumlee, right? And what is that Sergeant Major Plumlee said? Sergeant Major Plumlee, he didn't carry a rifle. He just had a .45. He was up close. He was at the front line when they were coming. He was going to pop them good, and he wanted quick shots. One to the head. Pow. Okay. Sergeant Major Plumlee said, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. Because you see, you as a citizen out there or as a veteran, you are the line of defense that you're going to have to depend upon. Because these people in charge now who are answering up to the WEF, Klaus Schwab, and his crew who said Jesus was the original fake news. Well, let me tell you something. Lord Jesus is the Son of the Almighty, who was brought down to earth and who experienced our life here and stuff so that he could wash your sins away if you believe on him. If you repent and you ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And all of the hardship he had to go through the crucifixion and all that stuff. And he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. So Klaus Schwab, your days are numbered, because I'll tell you what, the archangels of the Lord Jesus are going to sort you out pretty quick. It might be a couple years or 3.5 years, or it might be next week. But I'm going to tell you, every time you look in the mirror, Schwab, with your cute little neckerchief shirts and all your cute little items and all your stuff from your Swiss crapola, you know, men's stores, every time you look in the mirror, you're going to hear it in the background. Me ma, 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 me ma. And then you're going to see your career dissipation light blinking red in the mirror, Schwab. Mima, Mima, and you're going to see your career dissipation light. And you're never going to have an easy day after that. And you're going to see it quick, and then you're going to know they're coming for you. You think you're winning, man. You think you're winning. You're with the Lucifer, man. You're with the big Lucy. And you're going against it, and you've got the bit between your teeth. Well, let me tell you what. You're in America now. You want to come and try to do it. You're going to have Red China Joe and all the Kokomos come after everybody in this United States. You're going to try to get them to take the guns. And we know that you're getting ready to release some new stuff, too. We've had this upper chest cold thing where you don't have any symptoms. All of a sudden, you got pain in your chest. You're coughing up green goo. Well, is that the stuff you dug up? You know, is that stuff you dug up in Alaska or Siberia? And I tell you what, I also been seeing certain things with regard to that. I think they're going to tweak Ebola and merge it in with some bird flu. And even if you get a bird flu and a pig flu together, you remember when we talked about this a number of years ago? When they tried this back then, that the Spanish flu, the original Spanish flu, may have been almost a hemorrhagic type flu. But if you put those together and a little bit of a hint of Ebola on the inside, some way or another, and I don't know how they do it, but Fauci and all that crew, they can do it. They can give all kind of money to the Wuhan clan, you know, the Wu-Tan Wuhans or whatever they are. Or to the Fort Detrick or the Porting Down crowd. And they can then create anything they basically want, you know, and then just release it through the airports, you know, release it through the usual methods, the spraying of the chemtrails or the contrails, not contrails, but the chemtrails or the stuff. Coming out of the aircraft, you know, over above us, floating on the breeze, you know. They can mingle in some barium oxide and aluminum oxide and rose quartz and some prehistoric black mold to help you go along and get it all going. But I've seen some disturbing things about how they're talking about they're developing and vaccine for Ebola, okay? They're also developing a vaccine for fentanyl to block the spread of fentanyl to the brain. That's going on in Houston. The other thing is being tried in Uganda, okay, right now, where there are Ebola outbreaks in that part of the world. But they're talking about how it looks like Ebola is going to hurt the young people. Suffer the little children, you know. Going to hit the young people harder than the adults. But I'm going to tell you what. They're going to release something. I don't know what it is or what they're going to do. They're going to the nuclear war. They're doing whatever they can do to cause wars on this planet. Wars. Rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation. Famines. Pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, even if you got to goose them with electromagnetic waves to ensure that pop, 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 you got Mauna Loa and Kilauea going up at the same time. And then you sell it as a great, wonderful thing, you see, because that's a sign. Well, as I read when I read Zechariah Sitchin's books about the different things he talked about the Anunnaki and all of that, they talked about, I remember in one of the books, I don't know, probably was the first one, 12th planet or whatever, but they talked about how Anu or Anu was their father, you see. And then you had Enki and Enlil, the half-brothers, who were running basically the planet. And then they had their groups, individual groups, who were running Earth at the time. And they said when Anu came down into the Middle East to Ur, I believe it was Ur, one of their first cities, U-R-Ur, that when Anu and his wife came down from the planet Nibiru, all right, who was closer to, you know, being around the Earth at the time, they came down at that period of time, there was mass chaos and all kind of earthquakes and volcanoes and all kind of things going on. So it was in the days of Noah, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. But in the midst of all of this, our military can't answer a basic report in from somebody calling in to give the information that might be vital to save the very base or D.C. or New York from attack. But there's power in the blood of Jesus, let me tell you. I think you ought to take a look at Brother Steve Quayle's trailer for his new video or his new movie. It's coming this month, which is December right now. The trailer's out. You can go to stevequayle.com and you can click on the view trailer and pre-order. It's called Lies of Men and Gods, The Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race, a film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holding. Well, you can pre-order it right now. I would tell you that if you go look at the trailer, you're probably going to pre-order it pretty quick. I would also tell you that to get Steve Quayle's QPOS 2.0 and his private briefings, subscribe to him. If you can do it, go ahead and do that quickly so that you get all the information that Steve will have to give you from his sources. And Steve and my source have never always been the same. Sometimes we may know who the other source is, but we get stuff from different things that corroborates it. From the words of, you know, two or three witnesses, let truth be established, you see. And we've always done that. And that's one of the reasons Steve put me on over 18 years ago. Gave me one night a week, and then he gave me a second night that he had dropped down to two nights on the radio, where he used to be on for five. But now he's on all the time, it seems, because he's doing a good job, but it's easier and different to be a guest, and he's doing so much work. This film, if you go look at that trailer, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And then you also still have the one they already finished, Mega Drought. And the trick is, you want to give somebody a present for, you know, for Christmas, a present of information. And that's another thing. If you're going to buy somebody a gift, why don't you get them one of these films? And then any other book that you can still get from Steve that he still has, he's not reproducing the books because he can't get quotes because there's not enough paper, not enough ink, and they can't quote him a true price or when it will be done. So there goes the book avenue. But you can also order gold or silver from Steve or platinum. He'll be glad to get that to you as quickly as he can. And if you've seen it in the last day, you see, gold now is $1,801.60 right before I came on, and silver $22.71. Well, wasn't it about 17-something, you know, a day or so ago on gold, and you know, under $20 in silver, and platinum now at 1041 as well. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you, and then Hawk says to get the new movie, Pre-order it. Lies of Men and Gods. The Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race. Or to get the Mega Drought or any of the items that Steve and his good crew has to offer. If you get Steve or if you get his son Tyler or his very capable manager Daryl, they will be glad to do and get it to you as soon as they quickly as possible. Do that. Give that as a gift. You can also put one and send one perhaps to your preacher at the church. Or put it in the library, the public library. Donate one to the public library and put it there. So other people have a chance to see it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And I would say this. I'm just reading what somebody sent me. All right, all right. Somebody just ordered a bunch of that ivermectin horse paste, you see. And they ordered a number of them, and they got even some free ones because they ordered enough. Anyway, that's very good. All right, roger that, brother. Well, let's see. I'm going to tell you what. Be willing to take some of that. And if I don't get over this here pretty quick, I'm going to take a little bit of it as a preventative and see what it does to the green mucus producing crap. But I'm not out of the fight. All it did is just make me cranky and angry. A little tired, but I'll tell you what, if I get up and come out of the hole, you don't want me to come up out of the hole. That's all I'm telling you. Because I'll be a mean old man. Now, it's just amazing to me that you've got this Klaus Schwab saying Jesus is dead. I thought Joe Biden was, the Pope told him he was the greatest Catholic that there was. Well, doesn't Joe believe in Jesus and he's going to entertain Klaus Schwab who just said Jesus is the original fake news? And that they're there meeting behind the scenes? Whilst Macron, who works for the Rothschilds, basically run France, right? The five arrows. Meyer, Amschel, Bauer, and his sons. But you see, the trick about it all is, it's not necessarily that they're Jewish, or they're Catholic, or they're Protestant, or they're this, or they're that, or they're the other. It's that these people at the top of the slots in banking, corporations, in the government, the intelligence, and in the military at the top slots are worshiping Lucifer, the light bringer. The Rothschilds claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. And they were some of the original practitioners of black magic on the planet. And so it comes on down through the ages, you know. And then people come down through the ages. You got Aleister Crowley's and people like that, the Beast. And then his castle on Loch Ness. Then after that, apparently, allegedly gets bought by, who bought it? I think it was Jimmy Page or was it Robert Plant? I don't know. Ah, oh, ladies and gentlemen, this Luciferian stuff, you've got to watch out for it. And I'm just going to tell you one more time, I started the show, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You want to keep Old Hawk on air, and I hope you do. I'm going to tell you something. It's most needed, and anything that can be sent, keep me in the game. Striking blows against the Lucy with the ball bat against his elbows, shins, and against his nose and up the side of the head. Anything is most welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes, a check, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, platinum, whatever. Be a silver dime, a silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever it is. Or the check. That'll work. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. Also, I will tell you this. Very interesting is that the Nunamakers, who have their Bible project for Indochina, and Indochina is, you know, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states, which are in China, and Myanmar, that whole region or area, there are mountain tribes, Montagnards, you see. And they're on fire for the Lord Jesus because the Nunamakers introduced it as missionaries into that area years ago. And then, you know, also a lot of Green Berets and people like that in the military introduced it in that area a long time ago when they were fighting against the communists. And they're still fighting against the communists in a sense. But they're growing by leaps and bounds in terms of their churches and meeting places, and they try to do a little Zoom training with the Nunamakers from time to time when they can, when they've got a computer or the internet. But I'm going to tell you what, anything that you donate to the Indochina Bible Project with the Nunamakers, it's getting put into Bibles and songbooks that are printed in the language of the individual dialects of the tribes. And those are still getting to them by the 20s or the 30 or the 40 or the 50 at a time, depending on how much comes in. So anyway, Dave and Debbie Nunamaker, and say a prayer, Lord Jesus, will you go down to them? Will you provide them tonight to Dave and Debbie Nunamaker for each of their own reasons? You provide them with medical miracles, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. But you can send anything to them at Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Make it the Nunamaker Bible Project or the Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 100,000-fold, because I'm going to tell you, they're still on fire for the Lord Jesus in those Montagnard villages. I heard some interesting stuff out of there, and I can't always tell all about it because we don't want to give stuff away, you know. But I'll tell you, they're just big smiles on the faces as they get them. Now, it looks like the French are handing over their weapons to the police. You see how all this ties in with Macron. Macron. The thing I always remember about Macron is that Trump knocked the dandruff off of his navy blue suit when he was there on TV. They didn't like that. So don't get too caught up in the Elon Musk and the Twitter and all of that, because I heard something about Musk. You know, it's like, does he have Neuralink or something like that? I don't know. And allegedly, and I would have to go and research deeply, but I heard somebody told me that Neuralink, he was talking about, well, we'll be putting chips in people's brains before too long to link it everybody up. So for right now, if he provides a more equal platform for freedom of speech, I'm all for that. To get chipped in the head, no way, Jose, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting very close to the time, and I suggest that you prepare in earnest. If you do not have lists, go to Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, or go up on this standale.com and look for Holly's place or Holly's section. She still has lists from the old days that gave real comprehensive lists of food and how much per person and all that to save. I would also tell you why you still can. There's different long-term storage foods that you can get. Get the buckets or, you know, boxes of it or the big cans, you know, the Mountain House or the Wise or Four Patriots or whatever, whoever it is. Get the best quality, excuse me, the best quality amount. And Hawk, what do we need it for, 72 hours? Well, you need 72 hours for if you're going to run for the hills, you see. But you're going to need, if you can afford it, and there are a lot of people out there that have money. I don't. I have just enough to pay my bills and to buy an extra can of chunky soup or two a week, maybe a little box of ammo. But I was fortunate that I bought food back a number of years ago after the Y2K, started buying stuff. But if you can keep it for 25 years or something like that, why not do it? You can also get canned goods, and as I've told you before, get the regular canned goods, regular Progresso chunky soup, and that stuff, if there's no buffeted can or broken or bent or cut, and if you open it up, it smells okay and everything, then put it in the gumbo, Cher, you know? Water and water purification. Did you see where Pete Buttigieg said that if you, and others said that if the train strikes did go on? Oh, and incidentally, they say they've solved the train strike. Well, suppose the unions walk out anyway. Oh, well, we're going to get you. What they wanted was 7 days paid sick leave instead of one per year. And why they couldn't give them that, I don't know. They got 24% pay increase, but that's over 5 years. Well, at 8% a year or 7% a year, whatever inflation is, or in terms of food and gasoline, heck, it's much higher than that. You're trying to buy eggs and bacon and ground beef and potatoes, you know, you're going to be spending a lot more than 7-8% inflation. So I understand that 24% over 5 years ain't all that much. But what they really wanted was paid sick leave because they can't go to the doctor or they can't take their kid.